This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Bleck and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
The feedback on social media is that I'm crazy and young people just don't care. That's what people are telling me.
You were a young person. You should know
this. I know. I have hope for the future, Abdallah. That's what I have. Bleck and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. On our shows, we like to do a segment called NBA Backstory. We take one highlight, one series, one piece of information from the NBA's past, and we kind of talk about it. And today, June 17th, 2010, the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Celtics in Game 7 of the 2010 NBA Finals. The Lakers win the championship, and Kobe Bryant gets his fifth title and really puts him into a whole different class if you're looking at Kobe in the all-time greats. Camp puts him into the obvious top 10, and it gives him a leg to stand on when you look at other greats like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Tim Duncan. Kobe Bryant's in that same exact class, and if we go back to that game, Game 7, kind of cool. Because 2 years before, the Celtics win their title with that crew, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. The Lakers come back the following year. They beat the Magic in the finals. And you get these two teams, the Celtics and the Lakers, dueling in the NBA finals, like good old times, like the 80s in the NBA's prime. And it's a seven-game series. And really, a slog of a Game 7. The Lakers win it 83-79. And you watch this game, and it's just slow.
It was very slow, Chris. And I was actually in L.A. for this game. My sister was graduating from college this year, and she lived in L.A. So I was in L.A., and she was like, what do you want to do tonight? And I'm like, this city's going to burn. Like, this city.
We're going to watch basketball and watch things.
Like, it is going to be great. Like, this city is going to be an absolute, like, just mob scene of celebration after, because the Lakers are winning this. Like, Kobe's not, like, Kobe's not losing this game seven at home. Like, it's just not happening. So, ultimately, you know, you go through the game. It's a slow game. It's a close game. And they win. And it was, I've been a part of a few celebrations here, you know, for the Blackhawks, for the White Sox. I wasn't here. I was in Cleveland when the Cubs won. So I wasn't a part of the craziness when the Cubs won here. But ultimately, to see a city celebrate like that, who just love Kobe, love the Lakers, you know, you're driving around, you're seeing everybody's got their Kobe stuff on, everybody's got their Lakers stuff on. You know, it's a great game. It's a slow game, but it's still a fun and an entertaining close game. And ultimately, it was just so much fun to be a part of that city when this is that, because who knows where, no one knows where you're from. I'm just partying with everybody else. No one cared. It was great.
Yeah. And in the end, you know, at the end of the game, the Lakers come back there. I think they're down 13 at one point. You have a good game from Meta World Peace. He had 20 points. Kobe had 23 and 15 rebounds. 19 points from Paul Gasol. 10 points from Derek Fisher. 7 points from Odom off the bench. The Celtics were led in scoring in the contest in Game 7. They had 18 points from Paul Pierce, 17 from Garnett, and all 5 starters in double digits, 13 from Allen, 14 from Rondo, 11 from Wallace. So, you know, the Boston Celtics, they lose the game. Here's the end of the game, Game 7, Lakers-Celtics in 2010.
11.7 seconds remaining in a 4-point game. NBA championship coming down to the final seconds. Neil Lamar to playing inbounds pass, and you should recognize where the shooters are coming off. Rondo looking, gets it to Pierce. Pierce turns, back out. Rondo fakes, dribbles, puts up the three, won't go. Rebound to Saul, kicks it out to Odom. Odom throws it ahead. The Lakers repeat back-to-back titles. The LA Lakers, the 2010 NBA champions.
So the Lakers win it. That's Mike Breen on ABC television. The celebration continues. Kobe jumps up on the table, that's much sad. Like Michael did. You know, it's a famous photo that you saw a thousand times after Kobe's passing. Mike Breen continues on about the Lakers.
Such emotion on the floor here at the Staples Center as the Lakers win their 16th title. And this has to be one of the sweeter ones as they defeat the Celtics finally in a game seven. And are now just one title behind Boston for the most NBA championships. And what a hard-fought physical game seven this was. Had to come back from 13 down in the second half. Pau Gasol, the emotions flowing as he wins his second straight championship.
So Gasol, Kobe, everything is fantastic for the Lakers. And after when they give out the trophy to the Buss family, the MVP trophy, the Bill Russell Award, goes to Kobe Bryant. Here's Stuart Scott with Kobe Bryant after the game.
From one great champion to another, Kobe Bryant, your fifth NBA championship. How does this one stand out for you more than one, two, three, and four?
Well, this is the sweetest. You know, it's we've been downplaying the whole series, the rivalry between us and the Celtics, because we had to focus on what we had to do. But we understood how bad the city wanted it. You know, there's no question about it. And this one's by far the sweetest because it's against them and because it's the hardest one by far.
You said we've been downplaying it, especially you were downplaying it. In fact, you even said, I can't get involved in the hype. How do you not get involved in the hype during the run?
You try not to. You know, tonight it got the best of me. You know, I wanted it so bad. And sometimes you want something so bad, it slips away from you. And my guys picked me up. I mean, I can't say enough about the Spaniard. I mean, that guy's unbelievable. And just a hell of a player, and we wouldn't have won it without him.
15 rebounds. What were you, Kareem out there, or what?
Well, we just had to crash the boards. You know, whoever won the rebounding battle won each game. So, I just try to make a point to get in there and grab as many as I could.
You've been involved so far in one of Phil Jackson's three three-peats. You have a chance next year for your second, his fourth. What are you going to say to him to try and convince him to come back?
Well, you know, he knows how bad I want him back. He knows that. I've told him that. I've been openly blunt about it and told him how much I want him back. And, you know, let's go for it again.
All right. Congratulations to Kobe Bryant, his second NBA Finals Most Valuable Player Award.
So that's Kobe Bryant with Stuart Scott after he wins the MVP for the NBA Finals in 2010. That following year, he talked about Phil Jackson. Phil came back for that following year in 2011. The Lakers get to the second round, and they are swept out of the playoffs by the Dallas Mavericks. Dirk and the Mavs sweep out Kobe and the Lakers the following year.
Familiar tones there, familiar message, trying to get Phil to stay, to get Phil to stick around.
That's why I left it in there. I thought it was interesting. It very much like Michael back in the day with the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I love, you know, you and I both love Kobe. We were young for Jordan. Like, we still saw a lot of Jordan, but, you know, he was drafted in 84. That's when we were born. You know what I mean? So, like, Kobe was the guy that we saw his entire career. Like, we're still watching LeBron's career, but seeing all of Kobe's career and for him to get a fifth, like, it'd have been great for him to get six. And then you get the Jordan comparisons as well. But, you know, that series was great. You know, I didn't know anybody that was actually rooting for the Celtics outside of Boston in that series, because everybody just wanted Kobe to get another one.
And that Mavericks team that beat the Lakers, they go on to win the finals. Mm-hmm. That's the team that beat LeBron. And remember, in that finals, that was the making fun of everything, right? LeBron and D-Wade, the crying in the hallway, and Dirk had the last laugh. And really, that Dirk Nowitzki-Mavericks team and what we saw last year from the Raptors with Kawhi Leonard, the rare one-off champions who are just like one star. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Dirk had a bunch of guys around him who were playing above like average level. Like, Sean Marion is not a star, but he was awesome. Jason Kidd at the end of his career, he was awesome. You know, all of these players contributed to the title, but really, like, the Mavericks winning the title, that's not normal for the NBA the way that was, or the way the Raptors won the title last year. That's not normal. So, you know, Kobe and the Lakers in 2010, they win the title, then they get swept out by the Mavs. And then, you know, Kobe kind of plays out his days with the Los Angeles Lakers and what we saw. So that's the NBA backstory for tonight here on Black and Abdallah. Coming up next, June 17th, 1994. The White Bronco Chase. We talk about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.